Hey there, it's Jazz. So I'm a 23-year-old who is single, and I've had my fair share of dating. And I've been able to see firsthand how people overspend on dates because they want to impress the person they are dating. And how it usually breaks down is this person will most likely pay $20 for flowers, then take them on a fancy date, and that meal itself would cost them between $40 to $60. So at the end of the day, their first date costs this person between $40 to $100. Listen, I want you to be happy, and I want you to go on dates and eventually find your soulmate who's gonna be there for you through thick and thin. But that doesn't mean that you need to break the bank for you to actually be able to go on dates. So my goal for this video is to give you three different ways that you can actually save money while you're dating or if you're in a relationship currently. And the reason why I'm doing this video is because it's crucial for you to spend time with your partner and go on adventures, but that doesn't mean that you have to max out your credit card. Now, if you are new to the channel, I do focus on making, saving, and growing your money, and I would be extremely grateful if you subscribed and hit the like button if I end up bringing you value. With that being said, let's get to it. Now, if you're gonna get any value from this video, it's gonna be this first one, because I use this app to be able to save money but still be able to go on adventures and go on dates and not have to worry about overspending. So the first way that I've been able to save money when it comes to dating is by using the app Groupon. And if you don't believe me that you can save so much money by using this app, well, let me show you some evidence. If you are someone who loves to give flowers on the first date, well, here's a screenshot of a deal that I found on Groupon. Instead of paying the original price of $40 for these roses, you're only gonna be paying $12. That's 70% off on something that you most likely would have bought at the store for that same price. But when I did find this deal, I was really tempted to actually buy some for my mom. And if you are someone who loves to go to restaurants on dates, Groupon actually provides you 20% off on many restaurants that will most likely get you the food that you're looking for. And two, you can actually try something new with this person you're dating. Not to mention, if you're someone who is very adventurous and the person you're dating is adventurous, you guys can get so many different discounts on so many different adventurous ideas. Like for example, you can get paintball tickets for $7. If someone told me, let's go on a date, but let's go paintballing, I would have been so excited. You can do escape rooms for $40. Now I have friends who actually pay $120, $140, for these type of things. You can go scavenger hunting, bowling, so many other things that you can actually go and try that are on discount. Now, I do wanna tell you this disclaimer. I am not sponsored at all by Groupon. I really just want you to save money while you are dating. Like I said, I want you to be happy, and finding a partner and meeting new people is ideal for happiness. It's ideal for a fulfilled life. Why not do it by being able to save money and have fun at the same time? Groupon has saved me so much money, and I really wanted to share it with you guys, so hopefully I brought you value on that first one. Now, the second way that you can actually save money is by going old school. But this second day, I only recommend it if you've been on a couple of dates with this person, because then it would show the person that you are very interested. So if you're not interested and you just wanted to meet this person more, I really don't recommend that you do this because it is quite romantic. As corny as this may sound, most people don't do this anymore, which is going on a picnic. Now, before you tell me, Jasmine, I knew that. No, but really, do you know of anybody that has taken someone out on a picnic date? This is something that's so old school, yet it saves you money. And second, you're on a date to meet this person and get to know them more, not to go on fancy dates and spend so much money on things that really don't matter if you don't end up in a relationship with this person. So all I recommend is you go to the dollar store or even go to Walmart or some place where you can get some discounts, get some snacks, make some sandwiches, get some fruit, get a towel or something, a blanket, go to the prettiest park you can find in your state and just basically go on a picnic date. Listen, you're gonna get so much brownie points, especially if you're a guy, because most guys don't take out girls on picnic dates at all anymore. So if you want to get some brownie points, I really do recommend that you go old school. Even if you don't like to go outdoors, you can always let them come to you, and you can do this in your backyard, you can do this in your house, at the living room, watching Netflix, but be able to cook for the person that you are dating will give you one insight of who this person is, and two, it'll save you money. On top of that, this person will feel that you are actually interested in this person, so they're gonna open up. When someone does these gestures, they know that you are interested, and it's really romantic. And you can always take those $12 roses and take it to the picnic as well. And the third way that you can actually save money while dating is to do a double date potluck. If you don't know what a potluck is, it's just basically that every person brings a small meal or something where they can actually share with a group of people. So when you're going on a double date, you want to be able to do this with someone that you're close with, and of course that they're dating or they're in a relationship with. The reason why I want you to do this, not only because I want you to save money, it's because you're putting this other person in a scenario where you're able to see how they interact with your friends. I've had so many different friends who started dating, and once they got into a relationship with this person, they didn't realize that they did not like the friends that they had. So eventually that led to them to have a lot of fights and later on breaking up. The goal for dating is for you to see if you like this person, how they are with other people, right? And on top of that, I want you to save money. So when you go to a potluck, everyone's gonna bring something, right? So that means that one, you don't have to pay for an expensive fancy meal. Two, you get to spend time with your friend, plus you get to spend time with the person you're dating. And three, you save money with entertainment, right? You guys can play some games or even just hang out and watch a movie. The goal is for you to save money while you're dating, right? Because I want you to get into a relationship with someone that has the same values, especially when it comes to saving money. I will be making another video in the future based on this idea, because I feel like many people do overspend when it comes to their dating life, even when they're in a relationship. So hopefully I did bring you some value, and if you have any suggestions of what you do when you go on a date that saves you money, go ahead and leave it down in the comments. I would be extremely grateful. This way I can continue to bring you value and others as well. That being said, hit the like button if you haven't already. It really does help the YouTube channel. But most importantly, remember, be someone that makes you happy.